This is the morning mess here today. It's a Tuesday morning at this time. What do? The FHN Dial-A-Doc program. That's what we do every Tuesday at this time. Prevention specialist at FHN Family Counseling, Joanne Muzzy's with us here today. Hey, Joanne, good morning. Hello to you.
Well, good morning.
Thanks for joining me here today. The topic today, National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, which is coming up this Saturday. A week from Saturday, the 24th of October. Joanne, FHN is participating and promoting the National Drug Take-Back Day. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you. This has been a twice-a-year event for about the past 10 years. FHN has participated with the Freeport Police Department, and it basically provides an opportunity for the public to just come by and drop off any unused, expired prescription medication.
And what have been the results of this event in the past?
We've had some phenomenal results in the past. Again, this is a national event, which is sponsored by the DEA, which is the Drug Enforcement Agency. And nationally, they have had over 441 tons of medication turned in. So when you think about, you know, tablets, how much medication actually was turned in. Locally, we usually average about 300 pounds a year.
And again, we're talking about this is coming up on Saturday, the 24th of October. That's a week from this Saturday, and it's the National Drug Take Back Day. Why is FHN getting involved?
Well, we are a healthcare agency and obviously concerned about the health of our community. And unfortunately, we do see, particularly at the Family Counseling Center, different types of problems, addiction and other types of overdoses, directly related to medications that have been left in family medicine cabinets and easily used by other family members. So we want to get that out of the house and out of the hands of those that are using them improperly. As we know, prescription medication is there to help people, but we want to get it out of the hands of those that it's not prescribed for.
And how much of an issue are these prescription drugs?
Well, actually, according to the DEA, 9.9 million people every year utilize and become addicted because of medication that may be left over in family settings.
And
so
it is
a big problem.
It does sound like it. Yeah, Joanne. What about it? Is this connected then to the opioid crisis that we hear so much about now?
It can be. We're looking at opioids, which are your pain-relieving medications, but there's also multiple other types of medications, such as, sedatives that people use for sleeping medication. There are stimulants as well as antibiotics that we really would like people to turn in as well.
We're talking to Joanne Muzzy, prevention specialist at FHN Family Counseling. Joanne, why is it important to dispose of drugs this way at the turn-in day a week from Saturday? Why not just toss them in the trash or flush them down the toilet?
Sure, absolutely, which, you would think that would be the easiest way. But, what we have found now with, unfortunately, many years of this taking place is that this medication, if it's disposed such as down the toilet or down the drain, is that it's now seeping back into the water system, into the groundwater. If it's thrown out in the trash and it's improperly disposed of, we've had animals and pets get into the medication, as well as, unfortunately, we do have drug-seeking people that go through trash and will find it and resell it or use it themselves. So this really is the safest way for all of us in a responsible way to get rid of medication.
How can people participate in the day that's coming up?
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so as you've said, it's Saturday, October 24th. It's at the Freeport Police Station from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's being set up very simply, drive-through. All we're asking you to do is to take, we're accepting pills and patches, so dry medication. Put them in a Ziploc bag. It's anonymous, and we're just going to drop them off. Very simple.
It is. Can't get any simpler than that. 10 until yes. 2 at the Freeport Police Department. What types of drugs, Joanne, can be brought in?
Again, any pills or patches. So we're looking mostly, obviously, for prescription medication. Anything that is no longer being used, as we all know, sometimes, you know, we don't use the entire prescription for many reasons. So anything not used or expired medications. And again, any pills or patches, we don't want the containers. We don't want to know, you know, what it is or who it's for. You know, just very simply put them in a Ziploc bag and we'll drive through and drop them in.
All right. And drugs need to be labeled, or you review the packaging requirement again in terms of how you'd like them to be turned in?
Sure, absolutely. We do not want the containers. You know, that is your own private information. And we also don't want to dispose of them. So take them out of the containers, put them in like a Ziploc bag or a bag that you can tie, you know, obviously to keep them contained. And just drive through the Freeport Police Station, and there'll be a drop box. And again, anonymous. We don't want to know anything.
All right. Very good. That's going to be a week from Saturday. That's going to be the 24th. Freeport Police Department, 320 West Exchange Street in Freeport, drive through. And again, give us the hours of that.
10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
All right. And where can people find out more information about what we talked about today, Joanne?
A couple of different places, obviously the FHN website, so FHN.org, or also the Freeport Police Station, and the DEA, which is the Drug Enforcement Agency, their website has a lot of information as well.
All right, Joanne. Great to talk to you. Great information. I look forward to this event. It's an important event coming up. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time today.
All right. Prevention Specialist at FHN Family Counseling, Joanne Muzzy, here today. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.